Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big day in college football, conference title games, SEC title game underway. Georgia all over Alabama, 14-0. Midway through quarter number two, I would think if Alabama gets thumped today, no way they get into the playoff. Georgia, if they hang on, a shoe-in to get to the college football playoff. We'll see about that much more later on. Plus, Minnesota State still alive. Going into the day today in the D2 playoffs, St. John's, Bethel still alive. Going into the day today in the D3 playoffs, one of those teams won, one didn't. We'll have all of that coming up later on. Right now, we want to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. Steve Kearney outdoors. Steve, winter is here.
You got that right, Steve. Good afternoon. Yeah, we got some cold. I mean, things are shaping up very well. I was out on the ice for the first time yesterday in about 3 inches of ice. It was a little dicey. I didn't go out too far, but it's happening. And there's a couple of, you know, people out there that are 400 or 500 yards out. I saw a couple of hard houses out on the lakes today, you know, and a couple of side-by-sides, which I think is really little premature. You know, we're going to get it, but it's just a little bit too early. And we've got some really below zero stuff coming tonight up in the North Country. It's going to be 7, 8, probably 9 degrees below zero. And then we do have snow coming in. I'm a little worried about that, Steve. We really don't want to get snow in right now. We're talking, you know, maybe 3 to 5 in the Northwest out here. And you just don't want snow on top of ice that we're trying to, you know, get a good base. So that'll be kind of interesting, but we're going to make some more ice tonight. It's just going to get better and better, and people will start creeping out here in the next probably 3-4 days, and then we'll be in full throttle for ice fishing.
Yeah, it is amazing how quickly this turned. And, you know, Steve, it's you never know. It's just been another weird year in the weather department, and here we are. We just went from, you know, this mild fall, and when is it going to get cold? When are the ducks going to come down? To boom, we're in January.
Yeah, it feels like really been strange. And I'm seeing a lot of, you know, speaking of ducks, I'm seeing a lot of geese coming down feeding in the fields and mallards. And it's like, thanks a lot. You're like 2 weeks late. And that's, you know, the way it is. I knew this was going to happen, and they came down probably 3-4 days ago, and there's some sort of minor migration going on. So a little late for us in the duck, you know, episode.
Yeah,
but
for sure,
you know, that's the way it is. But, you know, the ice fishing, I think, you know, right now you want to stay really close to shore. You don't want to be going out on any mid lake areas right now other than Red Lake. Red Lake right now is going really well. People are out on four-wheelers, and they're going up there by the hundreds. I mean, it's just everybody's up at Red Lake because that is an incredible fishery, and people are walking out, taking ATVs side by side. So that's, you know, viable right now. But everything else, you really want to be very careful. I would, again, suggest walking and working areas close to shore, fast breaks, weeds, you don't really have to go out more than 150, 200 yards, wear your cleats, life jacket, just take it cool, because I think in another 3-4 days with all this cold coming in, it's just going to get better, and you just want to be, you know, take it cool right now and don't do anything dumb.
Yeah. And that's the scary thing every year. You and I talk about it year in and year out. Take it easy. The hard house, that is amazing. You've seen some of that out there already. Wow.
I looked at it today, and I go, the guy's got a side-by-side Ranger in a hard house, and he's got to be a half a mile out, and there can't be more than 3 or 4 inches of ice. It's just not worth it. And, you know, the issue is we have a little bit of snow in a lot of our lakes in North Country, just a little bit, maybe an inch, and you can't really see any type of pressure ridges or, you know, bad areas because everything's covered in white. It's not, you know, like 6 inches, but, you know, you can't see exactly what's going on. So you want to make sure you drill, you know, 20 yards and walk 20 yards, drill, and just work your way out. And if you see it, you know, degrade at all, just back off. It's just, you know, common sense, really.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, or wait a week.
Well, yeah, in a week we're going to be great. You know, right around Christmas it's going to be, you know, I don't think people will be driving vehicles, but everybody will be able to get along, you know, in four-wheelers and, you know, side-by-sides. And by Christmas it's going to be fine. Assuming we don't get, you know, 7-8 inches of snow, we really don't want that. One or two or three, you know, we can live with that. So we'll have to see what happens, but it's definitely on the cold side, Steve-O.
Yeah, that is for sure. Steve, I know a big part of being out on the open water is electronics, and it's certainly true. I mean, electronics when it comes to ice fishing has really boomed. What do you like? What don't you like? What do you recommend?
Well, that's a good question, Steve. You know, right now the ice fishing show is going on in St. Paul, and people are in there by the hundreds. I mean, that's an incredible show. That's going on today and tomorrow. But, you know, what's going on is people are starting to abandon a lot of our standard flashers that we've been using for 30 years on the ice, and they're going to forward-facing sonar. And as you know, I think it's a very evil thing. I'm not a fan of forward-facing sonar, but people are not using flashers anymore, and they're all moving to forward-facing sonar, which is going to be, as we've talked about, very detrimental, not a good thing for our fishing community. It's going to really degrade our fishing. It's going to hurt the population, but people are gravitating to that a lot, and I'm seeing it, you know, more and more, especially last year. They're not even using flashers anymore, but being the way I am, the obstinate person, I will not use forward-facing sonar, so I'm sticking to the flasher. That's just the way it is, and it's still probably 50% of the people out there are using it, but more and more people are going to this forward-facing sonar, which is evil, but it is technology. It's helping people catch more fish, but I think in the long run, really not good for our fisheries.
Yeah, and I think, Steve, that the key is finding a balance between technology and when does it just get to the point where, you know, the sport or the magic is taken away by the technology.
That's exactly right, Steve. It takes a long learning curve to learn ice fishing, to learn open water fishing, and it takes time. But with forward-facing sonar, people just go out and they search and they find pods of fish, and they're finding fish in areas that normally people don't ever go into these areas. So these fish are not, you know, being left alone. They're being found, and it's just, it's too easy, and it works really well, unfortunately. So that's why people are gravitating toward it. And again, it's going to be, this is not going to be good in the long term. I firmly believe that. But, you know, it is what it is. There's not much we can do about it. The cat's out of the bag. You know, I see it all the time. And that just, that's the trend.
Yeah. Well, Steve, what's the trend for you this week? Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm waiting for the ice.
Okay.
Probably a couple of days, Steve. I think it's going to improve quite a bit, and I'll be able to get out to the spots I want to go. The problem is right now you can't really get where you really want to go because you're not really sure about the ice. So we're kind of fishing secondary spots that normally we wouldn't fish, but that's the only place we can get to right now. But another 4 or 5 days, and we got a lot of cold next week, and we'll be really good to go next week. But keep that snow down, man. Keep that snow down.
Yeah. And then, of course, then there's the skiers and the snowmobilers are saying, come on, Steve, we want that. So you can't win.
We'll get it. Yeah. We just need a nice little compromise so everybody's happy.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Steve, have a good week. We'll do it again next Saturday.
All right, Steve. Take care, man.
Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. He's been doing it for years here on the weekends here at CCO. And speaking of outdoors, coverage continues on Sunday. An hour-long show every Sunday between 5 and 6. Rob Dreisline from the Outdoor News has a great show. Tons of great info, and that is Sundays between 5 and 6. Rob from the Outdoor News. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.